Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can listen or download this or any show at my website, brucesalen.com. I would encourage you, of course, if you didn't hear the previous segment, to download the previous segment so that you can have for posterity my a cappella version of the Beatles when I was 64. The last song we played was Florence and the Machine, another one of those songs, artists that I had not heard of that my son Aaron enlightened me about. That song was called Dog Days Are Over. And as it turned out, Pastor Drew, our teen rap regular guest, who is almost literally half my age, not only knew who she was, but knew all the other artists. And it was dramatic evidence of the generation gap that tends to be there with music. I have this theory that we just stop listening and buying music shortly after our mid-20s or getting married and having kids, whichever comes first. And therefore, our musical taste, in many cases, obviously there's plenty of exceptions to this theory, our musical tastes tend to get frozen in that time period, whatever it was. Starting at around 13 or 12, when you start asserting your independence, that's when you start choosing your own music. It obviously carries through all of high school, college, and your early 20s when you're living on your own. And then your life may change if, in fact, you get married, you have kids, and now you no longer have time to go to the nightclubs, to go out to dance places, talk about dating myself, or any of that stuff, and now you've frozen. So now you listen to those same CDs or downloads on your MP3 player, however, whatever the format is, for the next 20, 30, 40 years, and you get stuck. And I don't think that's actually a good thing. I think what our other guests have suggested is that the new media options can really get us unstuck. And I would also encourage I encourage all my parents that listen to the show, read my columns, to get on Facebook, even if they don't want to, just to get familiar with what their kids are doing. And maybe the same thing applies to music. Maybe the same thing applies to some of the television they watch. Not only so you can be there to watch and monitor what might not be appropriate, but so you understand the language, the colloquial terms. The word sick is now used in the way that we used to use groovy. Sick is cool. I've often noted that the only word that seems to transcend every generation is cool. Every generation will say cool. But other words like sick or my bad or no worries, these are clearly, to me, contemporary terms that belong to my kids' generation. And if I did not pay somewhat attention to what they were doing, I would be thinking when they used the word sick, they weren't feeling well. So that is about near where we're going to finish today. I want to remind everybody to please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page on Facebook. And remember, if you are on Facebook and your kids let you be their friend, do not let your presence be known. I also want to remind you that I have started a new series on Boomer Tech Talk called Boomer Parenting Tips. So just check it on BoomerTechTalk.com. And if you haven't ordered my first book for Father's Day for that dad or father or grandfather or even mom in your life, please go to BruceSalen.com, the store, and you can order it at a severe discount. It is called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. I want to thank my support team, the ever unflappable and helpful Richard Dugan, who again is giving me the finger. I don't like when he does that. Just so you know, the finger means I'm running out of time. I secondly want to thank my cheerleader in chief at my home station, which is KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara, California. That is Mr. Les Carroll, who I always enjoy seeing each week when I come here to record the show. And again, if you have any questions, you can write them to me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can tweet at Bruce Salen. That's S-A-L-L-A-N. I hope you have enjoyed our musical change of pace show, and it will be on a more serious subject next week, which I can't even tell you what it is yet. So this is going to be a TBD, a to be determined. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.